Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Monday, April 8th, 2024. Here are three big things you need to know. One, today's solar eclipse will briefly block out the sun for part of the country, but will put some light into the economy. Millions are moving around to witness the rare event. Experts say more than $1.5 billion could be boosted to businesses within the eclipse's corridor. Two, Michigan's average gas price down 8 cents a gallon in the past week. AAA Michigan says the average now $3.54, up 9 cents in the past month, though. The most expensive gas, Jackson, $3.64. Traverse City has it down at $3.44. And number three, Maryland Governor Wes Moore will visit Capitol Hill this week to visit to discuss funding for reconstructing the Francis Scott Key Bridge. In an appearance on Face the Nation this weekend, Moore said he does not know yet just what the cost will be to rebuild the bridge and reopen the port of Baltimore. That bridge, of course, collapsed after being hit by a cargo ship last month. That's where we start hour one of the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for being alongside. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Monday. Get your week started. The past couple of times I've been filling in, it's been Friday, so I've taken you into the weekend. Now it's Monday, and I can help get the week started. Multi-tool. I'm a five-tool host. If I were being recruited, that's what they'd say. Coming up on today's show, a whole lot to talk about. We've got audio from the weekend. Michigan congressman saying some interesting things on MSNBC, and some protests in Dearborn. Also, the head coach of the national championship women's basketball team has interesting perspectives on women in sports. Pete Hoekstra comes up here in hour number one. We'll talk with Mike Gonzalez in hour two from the Heritage Foundation, also co-author of the new book, Next Gen Marxism. What is it? How to combat it? Julianne Thompson, hour two, strategist from Atlanta, Georgia, president Mainstream Network Strategies. And then in hour number three, we'll spend a couple of segments with Batya Ungar-Sargon. She is opinion editor over at Newsweek, but has written a new book called Second Class, How the Elites Betrayed America's Working Men and Women. And that is a very interesting read. Interviews with working class Americans across the country, and also ideas, solutions to what they say could actually help them. That's coming up hour three today, so stick around. Again, new Steve Gruber Show listeners all the time. I introduce myself, Scott Bertram, here at Hillsdale College, where I always use the caveat, not use the caveat, it's just true. What I host, I speak for myself, not on behalf of the college in any way, but I do work here. I am the general manager of the student radio station here, the award-winning student radio station, WRFH, actually putting another award on the wall today, in fact, the 2024 Michigan Association of Broadcasters College Audio Station of the Year Award is being hung today. Also, a lecturer in journalism here, which means I teach in the journalism department, a great place led by the great John J. Miller, who's a Michigan man. I'm also the host of a couple of shows for the college, including the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, which you hear on many of these fine radio stations over the weekend. This past weekend show, we previewed the solar eclipse today with Dr. Tim Dolch, our resident astronomer here on Hillsdale's campus, also professor of physics. And Todd Starnes also joined us on this week's show. You can find that on podcast.hillsdale.edu or wherever you find your audio. Also host the Hillsdale College K-12 Classical Education Podcast. I host a show called Political Beats for National Review, and also over at patreon.com/politicalbeats for those who want some bonus material and stuff like that. We talk with people in and around the world of politics about no politics whatsoever, but only about the guest's favorite band or musical artist. It's fun stuff. 130-plus episodes. We go in-depth, and it's a ton of fun. As you might know if you've been here previously, when I guest host, we do dig back into music history. Birthdays, death days, number ones on this day, etc. And so Political Beats is like that 30 seconds on steroids, I guess. And the final thing to tell you about the brand new one, or relatively new one, wasn't that special. 50 years of Saturday Night Live as the show approaches its 50th anniversary season next year. My co-host Christian Schneider and I are watching every single episode, then reporting back to you on what this show has meant to American comedy, to American politics, to American culture. It's left a big footprint, and it used to be better, funnier than it is today. Many of you know that. We're confirming that, although this week's episode is not one of the great ones. Season 20, a bad, bad season. That goes up today, actually. If you want to join us, wasn'tthatspecial.com, wasn'tthatspecial.com. Like the church lady used to say, but we're looking back in the past, so wasn't that special. You can give us your email, find all the free shows we have there, and then there's a Substack wall for some of these, most of the season shows at wasn'tthatspecial.com. It's a ton of fun, and I invite you to join me and us there. All right. We start the day with news of a massive fundraiser over the weekend for former President Donald Trump. We had just talked, I think the last time I sat in here on the program, about Joe Biden's fundraiser in New York City. Had former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, featured a lot of protests outside. That raised $26 million, and it was, oh my goodness, can you believe $26 million, all-time fundraising record. Well, President Trump raised 50, that's 50, $50.5 million at a Florida fundraiser this weekend, double the amount that President Biden got at his New York City fundraiser, featuring two former presidents. It's held at the home of a Palm Beach supporter, John Paulson. Around 100 guests paid a minimum of $250,000 a ticket for the event, and top-tier donors. I am not a top-tier donor, so I know many of you would like to ask me to be a top-tier donor, but I don't have $814,600 or around for dinner, unfortunately. But the top donors here were asked to pay $814,000 to sit at President Trump's table. All of that resulted in $50.5 million for President Trump and the campaign. Some pictures over at the Daily Mail. They had some exclusive access, I guess, to this event. Special guests included Senator Tim Scott, Governor Doug Burgum, Vivek Ramaswamy, all former rivals in the race for the nomination. Everyone got a photo op and a personalized copy of Donald Trump's coffee table book, Our Journey Together. And that money can go a long way toward, two things. Legal fees, and also the presidential contest coming in November. Let's not beat around the bush. Republicans are behind in the fundraising race by quite a bit at this point. $93 million cash on hand for Trump and Republicans. Democrats had almost $200 million cash on hand at the end of March. And that's, no math major, that's about 2-1. So anything that can be done to help close the... At some point, there's a law of diminishing returns on money spent in races like this. You can spend so much and have an effect, and after that, it's just so marginal as to be almost ineffective. But the numbers we're talking about right now, those are still numbers that can move polling and eventually move votes in places across the country. So $50 million, nothing to sneeze at whatsoever. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. And it sounds like peace of mind, knowing our lakes will be better protected by placing Line 5 in the Great Lakes Tunnel. And that we've added extra safety measures while we work to build it. Because we're committed to keeping the Great Lakes safe for generations to come. Tomorrow is on. Visit Enbridge.com/Line 5 for more information. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-944.
Why are so many Americans taking CBD? Chronic pain, stress, anxiety, depression, and sleepless nights may be the result of an imbalance known as clinical endocannabinoid deficiency. Patriots Relief has the solution. Our premium CBD products are designed to replenish those missing endocannabinoids, restoring internal balance and overall wellness. Don't let deficiencies hold you back. Experience the transformative power of CBD with Patriots Relief. Use promo code Gruber at PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1777.
As the weather gets colder, it's a good idea to layer up with scarves, hats, and mittens. Another layer of protection this season is to get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines. You can get both vaccines at the same time. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/COVID-flu-RSV and layer up for some added peace of mind. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.